This Bloomberg report is almost weirdly spare, Cody. Sam Altman is set to brief people on OpenAI's next wave of models while a safety review process is being worked out. The real story is that the briefing itself may be part of shipping now.
Yeah, there is no benchmark chart, no architecture detail, no claim that some hidden model can suddenly do magic. The evidence here is basically the reported meeting and its timing, which means we should resist pretending this is a technical reveal.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it signals a changing release ritual. GPT 5.6 only just arrived, and now the next generation is already being discussed through a review lens. That could mean the release calendar has another gate in it.
My week's been a little like that, honestly. Every release note says new era, and then I spend an hour hunting for the one sentence about permissions, pricing, or who can turn the thing off.
That is the correct sentence to hunt for. The report's implied argument is not that a briefing makes a model safe. It's that the people building these systems expect outside scrutiny before the next rollout. And that expectation can shape what gets released.
Right, right. And who should care is pretty narrow, at least today. Teams using an API do not need to panic or redraw their roadmap because of one reported meeting. But anyone building long-running agents should care if new models arrive with more explicit conditions around deployment and evaluation.
Exactly.
Because those conditions can become product reality fast. A model can look great in a demo, then its useful deployment is constrained by what tools it may call, what data it may see, and whether a human has to approve it.
This is where I get a little picky. A frontier model review can test dangerous model behavior, sure, but it cannot fully test the actual system a customer builds around it. Give the model a browser, a connector, loose instructions, and an eager automation layer, and the failure mode moves.
Yeah, the ordinary workflow trust problem again. We have been stuck on this since November because it keeps being the part that ships. The model output is only one ingredient in a pretty chaotic sandwich.
Also, the names are getting absurdly serene. Saul, Terra, Luna. If the next one is called Meadow, I am going to assume the safety process includes a scented candle and a 5-slide deck.
Come on, you would absolutely read the Meadow system card. But your technical objection is fair. Evaluation has to include the harness. We just did the whole machinery audit around GPT 5.6, and labeling the scaffolding still matters.
It matters even more here. If a review only asks whether the base model answers a risky prompt correctly, that is incomplete. The practical question is whether the release process examines tool use, access boundaries, monitoring, rollback, and what happens when a model keeps going after it should stop.
I see. And that is where I am mildly optimistic. Not because a formal process makes anyone wise overnight, but because it can force the boring questions earlier. The boring controls win, annoyingly, and I mean that as a compliment.
I'm with you, with one condition. A process has to have teeth. If it can only produce a polished memo after a launch decision is already fixed, then it is theater with better stationery. If it can require a staged release or...
The source does not tell us which version this becomes, and honestly, nobody knows yet. This is one more round of that fight over whether advanced AI gets governed as an open ecosystem or bundled into a few tightly controlled stacks. The camps are still very much fighting.
So I would file this as process evidence, not capability evidence. The next useful disclosure is not another vague promise about the coming models. It is a clear account of what was tested, what failed, and what release constraints actually followed.
Episode 736, and we have somehow arrived back at receipts. Fine. Keep your system cards handy, Cody. I will bring the stationery.